The Bird Show.
I had the honor of hosting Rally on the Runway at the Georgia Aquarium Friday night. The Rally Foundation raises money for childhood cancer research, and they do a fashion show with the Rally kids. We also had two Burt's Big Adventure kids.
Oh, yeah.
They're also Rally kids that walked in the show.
Aww.
So Journey and Corbin got to strut their stuff with some Atlanta Falcons players. Grady Jarrett is the chair of the event.
Such a great dude.
Oh, he and his mom, Mama Jay, she's phenomenal. So he comes out. And he's out there helping with the event. And it was just, the energy was so fantastic. Like, it was just, it was great energy. And, you know, the kids did such a beautiful job with their speeches. Rally Kid Faith was so eloquent and so beautiful in her speech. She's relapsed 3 times from cancer, and she shares her story. And then you have Rally Kid Karen, who's up there, and she's relapsed, and she's telling her story. She had a limb removal, so she's missing her right leg, and she just lost one of her best friends, who was another Rally Kid, Lexi. Yes. And she's sharing her story, and everybody was just, it was a really beautiful, empowering night. The Rally Kid parents who came up there and spoke lovingly of their children. We raised $780,000.
Shut up. Congrats, nice, man.
It was a record-breaking night for Rally, $780,000. So to all the Rally Challenge teams who participated, everybody who came out, everybody who donated, and everybody who was clapping their heads off the entire night. As my husband says, he wasn't able to make it because we couldn't find a sitter. ABC, always be clapping, baby. and that crowd did it. So it was a beautiful night. So I just want to thank everybody and congratulate Rally on $780,000, which is all going to childhood cancer research. And I want to correct something real quick, because before it used to be our kids deserve more than four, because out of all of the cancer research money allocated, only 4% went to pediatric cancer because there's not money in it for the pharmaceutical companies.
Right.
It's up to 8 now.
Oh, that's great.
Wow. It is up to eight now.
Best news today, man.
I mean, it's still low, but the fact that it's doubled, and I have no doubt Dean and her crew at Rally have had something to do with that.
That's fantastic. Congrats.
Thank you.
Really great. All right, Mo, you're teetering a little bit because he just got back from Colorado, right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I don't know if I'm coming or going right now.
All right, so when somebody on the show is teetering, as a family, you could either do one of two things. You can embrace them or just push them over the edge.
Time to fly, baby.
I think I can guess what option you guys went with.
And this is radio, so we like pushing each other over the edge.
Uh-huh.
I did this thing last week where I was asking you guys what you like about the show, things you don't like about the show, and so many people are like, I love those AI raps that Mo does.
Oh, my favorite.
they said even though he hates them. So today, Mo has not seen the lyrics that I put into GPT.
Mm-hmm.
I should say the idea for the lyrics. If you haven't used ChatGPT, you put in an idea and ChatGPT, man, spits out whatever you want in like seconds.
It is amazing.
Well, Mo is so talented, he hasn't seen these lyrics yet. He has absolutely no idea what he's going to be rapping about today. But he just got back from Colorado on his dad's 50th birthday, right?
Yeah, I went out there for the weekend to celebrate my family as they threw a whole party for my dad turning 50.
And last week you were telling us, like, you had a tough decision to make, man, because you could have been performing in front of A-list celebrities.
Happened to be on the same day. It was a private party for a private client. It was a pretty big deal, and it was quite the guest list, but I ended up choosing my family in the end.
All right, so we're going to do this a little differently today. Kristen, will you hand this on over to Mo? I will have you read what I entered in the ChatGPT. Then we will play the beat for you. I want to have Mo read that, please.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then we'll have you listen to the beat. Then you will be able to look at the lyrics for just a couple of seconds, and then you will rap.
All right. I didn't even know you could write this much in here.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. All right. It says, write a rap song about a really bad decision I made. The decision was to go to my dad's 50th birthday or perform my stand-up comedy act in front of very high-profile celebrities that could have changed the course of my career. I chose to attend my father's birthday. But in the audience of the comedy show I chose not to perform at was comedian Dave Chappelle, rapper Drake, Eddie Murphy, Chris Rock, Kevin Hart, Bernie Mac came back from the dead to be in the audience. At the end of the day, I'm still happy I chose to be with my family.
All right.
That is quite the description.
It did a really good job. Okay. All right. So take a look at the lyrics that ChatGPT spat out, and then Tommy will give you a sample of the beat that you will be rapping.
Okay.
Let us know when you got it.
I'm not going to have it. We can start. Let's do it.
Okay.
No matter the amount of time.
let's not waste each other's time.
I will say this, Mo. I peeped at the lyrics, and they are better than last week.
Okay. That's not saying too much, Tommy, but I appreciate that.
We'll see what you do.
I gave ChatGPT something more to work with this time.
You did, okay? For sure. All right, let's do it. All right, let's do it. Yo, listen up. Let me tell you about a tale about a choice I made that made my career derail. Had a gift with stars, bright lights in my sight, but my dad turned 50. I couldn't miss that night. I had jokes to sling. I had dreams to chase, but family called, couldn't leave them in disgrace. So I put on my best suit and tied my shoes tight. Said goodbye to Drake, Eddie, and Bernie in one night. Yeah, I skipped the fame, chose the family game. Missed out on fame, but I ain't gonna complain. Dave Chappelle laughed, Eddie Murphy clapped, but I was with my dad, cause that's where it sat. The crowd was lit, stars shining bright, but my pops only turns 50 once in a life. I traded in the stage for my dad's big bash. Kevin Hart was there, but I chose the splash. In love of my kin, the laughter of my fam, I could have been on top, but I chose Fam Jam. Chris Rock grinned, Drake gave a nod, but I was cracking jokes with my old man and God. Yeah, I skipped the fame, chose the family game. Missed out on fame, but I ain't gonna complain. Dave Chappelle laughed, Eddie Murphy clapped, but I was with my dad, cause that's where it's at. Sure, I missed my shot, I could have been on top, but looking back now, I don't think that I would swap. Cause moments with the loved ones, those are gold. Even if Bernie Mac came back from the cold. So here's to bad decisions and family ties, to skipping fame for laughter in my dad's eyes. Maybe next time I'll get the chance to shine, but for now, I'll just cherish this moment. It's mine. Yeah, I skipped the fame, chose the family game. Missed out on fame, but I ain't gonna complain. Dave Chappelle laughed, Eddie Murphy clapped, but I was with my dad, cause that's where it's at. So raise a glass, let's all make a toast to the ones that we all love the most. I may have missed the fame, but in the end, families with my heart will always ascend.
Nice job. And one for Bernie Mac.
Yes.
Did you really just pour it out in the studio?
I did. Pour it out for Bernie.
For Bernie. Good job, dude. It's the Bert Show.
The Bert Show.